Technology.ie. It's Monday, May 11th, 2015.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
Hi, this is Conor Winnicon in the Black Knight studio. I'm on Skype with Foy Shiver, who's Deputy Secretary General of the Anti-Phishing Working Group. Welcome to the show, Foy.
Thanks, Conor. I appreciate the time.
The Anti-Phishing Working Group, Foy, you're holding an event in Barcelona in a couple of weeks. We're going to ask you more about that in a moment. But first of all, tell me about the Anti-Phishing Working Group. What kind of an organisation is? I guess the clue is in the name. But how did it come about?
The APWG is a technology consortium. So we're a collection of different companies and from industry that work in the security field and in technology in general. And then beyond that, we also have a lot of members from different governments globally. Most of your CERT organizations on a global basis participate with us. And then a lot of your universities and research institutions as well.
This event in Barcelona, is this an annual event, the Symposium on Electronic Crime Research, or you're combining it with some other events this time around, is that correct?
Yeah. Normally we run two major events a year, one focused on the operations side of cybersecurity, and then the other focused more on the research side. This year, with the new foundation we set up in Europe, which is itself a nonprofit based out of Barcelona, we combined them into one big event, kind of like a kickoff for the new European Foundation. So it'll be 4 days from the 26th of May through the 29th with a pretty broad agenda. Focusing on several areas within operations and research. So we do an annual research program with universities where, you know, it's peer-reviewed papers. We then take the best of those. Those are published through the IEEE, and then we bring in the best papers and allow them to present their work to our audience. On the other side, looking at operations and cybercrime in general, when APWG was founded, it was strictly phishing. We have a feed that we maintain of malicious URLs. But over the last 12 years, we've morphed into cybercrime in general. So this event will be covering some general malware issues, looking at some different new areas. And we've got one day, the first day, we're focusing a whole afternoon on cybercurrencies.
Is this the first time you've done that?
This is our first delve into this field. Our chairman, Dave Jevons, who's CEO of Marble Security, he's been kind of interested in this for a while and has been delving into it. So he's going to run a panel in the afternoon. He's been soliciting, and we're still accepting ideas for talks in the afternoon. We've got a couple of slots we're saving for new people coming in so we can keep it as current as possible.
Cryptocurrency was, I think, the and certainly Bitcoin was probably the buzzword of 2014. It hasn't gone away, though, and it's still something that's of interest. But maybe some of the shine has gone off of it, would it be fair to say, Foy? And a lot of enthusiasm related to it was perhaps dissipated with the Mt. Gox hacking in particular, which is a perfect example, I suppose, of the kind of criminality that you guys want to focus attention onto.
Yeah, we're going to look at some of that as well. I think you're definitely right on spot there. We've definitely seen some drop in the enthusiasm in this area, but it's still out there. It's still a viable currency. You see more and more organizations looking at accepting your bitcoins and your cryptocurrencies. So we just want to kind of get our feet wet, talk about some of the issues, and see, are there some particular areas that our members need to focus on? What are the differences when you're dealing with cryptocurrencies as opposed to our traditional methods of payment with your credit card numbers and bank transfers and the other areas?
Because, let's face it, cryptocurrencies are attractive, I think, to people in a lot of ways as well. But is there a consensus on whether or not they're safer or more susceptible to crime than traditional currency?
I think we're still trying to figure that out, actually. When we look at it, I think, you know, with the cryptocurrencies, you still got your traditional threats. You know, phishing or traditional malware is always going to be an issue. I don't know that we've seen any malware specific targeting the cryptos yet, but we've definitely seen some of the other areas. And then I think, you know, there's a lot of concern where we've seen the drop off, like you were just mentioning, you know, where we're not really sure where some of these funds are kept or who owns them or who maintains them. And when they disappear, they tend to disappear in huge quantities.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think there are still a lot of unanswered questions in relation to that Mt. Gox incident in particular, Foy. Would you be hoping that the cryptocurrency Bitcoin forum that you're holding at the event in Barcelona will, if not answer some of those questions, certainly, I suppose, explain some of the issues and make them clearer to people?
Well, you're spot on there, Con. Thank you. That's right where we're going is, you know, APWG, like I said, you know, we've morphed a lot through the years because we do focus on different areas now. And this is one where we're trying to find out, do we need to put resources into this? So we're bringing in some different experts. You know, Dave's got some connections in the Bitcoin groups throughout Europe. He's got a lot of associations there. So we're hoping to bring some of those guys in, maybe do some lightning talks to see what are different people running into? What kind of threats do we need to be paying attention to? Does APWG need to start doing, you know, reviews of this area? You know, we do quarterly reports where we've been focusing on phishing for years. We also look at DNS. We do a twice a year report out there. We started doing a mobile report out. We'll have the latest one will be talked about in Barcelona this next month. So this is just kind of a get our members together, bring some expert in, let's talk about the issues and see, is this an area that we need to start applying resources?
Who's involved in this? What kind of people are stakeholders, if you like, in the cryptocurrency issue? Obviously, there's law enforcement have an interest. Who are you hoping to have speak at the event in Barcelona?
Right now, we're hoping to get some of the guys that are running some of these companies like Coinbase, you know, get them in there and see what kind of issues they're running into, and then get some of the guys maybe that are even in some of the underground side. You know, I want to hear what they're dealing with as well. You know, we don't necessarily draw a line between the individual and the organizations. We just try to get the experts around the table. We never claim to be the smartest people in the room, but if you look at our members, I think you can see that we have some of the smartest people around the tables. And let's look at this and see where are the issues and what do as a industry, is this something we think is going to continue to grow? You know, and if so, what are the security concerns for the companies?
So that's one afternoon. The cryptocurrency forum is one afternoon of, as you say, a 4-day event. What else is on at the symposium in Barcelona?
On the second day, the morning, we're going to be focusing a lot on law enforcement. So we've got some representatives from Europol, FBI, you know, the National Police from Japan are going to be there. So we can talk to those guys to find out, you know, where are their pains? What can we do to make their jobs easier so we can put some of these miscreants in jail? You know, we always try like that when that happens. And then from there, we go on. We're going to have some CERT organizations talking about the trends they're seeing. Different from within our members. So, you know, like Panda Labs, Cyvalence, Internet Identity, some of these companies are going to talk to us about specific episodes where they've been involved, like the morphing and phishing attacks nowadays. You know, most of the time you get a phishing link. The URL goes through 3 or 4 shorteners before you actually find the payload. So talking about some of those attacks. Then we'll go into our research program where the research papers will be presented. You know, so these are coming straight out of universities from around the world, really, from India to the UK to the US, and talk to them a little bit. Then we go into, as well, on our last day, we're focusing mostly on banking, looking at areas where they've got some issues. And mobile as well. We've got a whole section on the third day looking at different mobile attacks, different ways of authentication, where we think we're going in the future. PayPal is going to talk to us some about inspection, you know, validation, some new realms they're experimenting on. We've got a report out. You know, there's everyone's moving in this way of, you know, fingerprints, you know, using your retina scans. You know, I have a personal concern there. I think it's a great way to move. But my concern is if somebody steals your retina scan, if they figure out a way to do that, it's not something you can really fix.
I guess not.
You can change a password. You can't change your eyeball.
Is awareness of security, do you think that has helped to improve things among businesses and among the public in general, Foy? Or let me put it to you a different way. Have we wised up to phishing and cyber fraud scams, or are they still as potentially lucrative for criminals as ever?
It's funny, Con. Actually, someone asked me this a few months ago, and over the years, I've been asked multiple times, you know, what's it going to take? Because I'm always complaining, you know, that we can't get the awareness level up. You know, what's it going to take to get everyone to wake up? And I always said, you know, what we need is we need our cyber 9/11. You know, the slap in the face that makes everybody stand up, step back and look at it. And I think Sony may have done that for us. I hate to say that that whole thing was a good thing, but in one way of looking, it has raised the awareness sitting around the boards in these organizations. You know, these people are scared that they're going to be the next one to be embarrassed. You know, and maybe they're not as worried. They're more worried about their brand than they are the security. But if it gets them to invest in the field, I'm all for it. I definitely think awareness levels have raised dramatically. And not only around the boards in these organizations, but the average user, you know, because Sony's a company everybody knows. And if they can get spanked, I think everyone's going, goodness gracious, what are they going to do to me? So, yeah, I think we're definitely moving in the right direction. You know, within APWG, we also focus on awareness level. We've got our Stop Thief Connect campaign that we started up with the NCSA, and we've been rolling that out globally. It's being adopted by a lot of countries and a lot of organizations to help raise user awareness, just so they know and realize that, you know, these threats are real. You know, it could be you next.
Yeah. And it is, as you say, it's a question for boards and it's a question for individuals, I think, as well. And yet the phishing in particular just keeps on coming. It clogs up the inbox. You know, really silly attempts and really obvious ones to see through. And yet they only need a return of a fraction of a percent, really, for it to pay off in some cases. It's a threat that's still with us.
Oh, exactly. That's the thing is, you know, it costs them almost nothing to send out millions of these. And they only need one or two. And especially now, you know, where we see a lot of the more what we tend to call spear phishing, the more targeted attacks, you know, where someone picks this particular organization, they'll target the phishing at that company. And if they know a little bit, it doesn't take a lot of knowledge to figure out they deal with this company as a third vendor. If I send an email that looks like it came from them, you know, it's more likely that somebody's going to click on it. And once they get that their foot in the door, you know, it could be a secretary, could be a CEO, could be somebody in accounts receivable. Once they click on that link and we get that first little piece of malware installed, next thing you know, they're in our whole network and they could be stealing money. They could be stealing research. They're after pretty much anything they can get these days.
Are there, do you think, differences, huge differences in terms of cybercrime between Europe, let's say, and the United States, or is it the same issues overall?
You see pretty much the same issues, but you do see particular focuses, you know, like in Latin America, Brazil, it's all about the malware and drive-by downloads. In Europe, in the U.S., we see a lot of the phishing where they try to get in. And you know, different areas, you see more of the ransomware. So we set up the European Foundation for a couple of reasons. One, we've got a strong membership base there. We wanted to better focus on those areas. Two, we do a lot of research. We do a lot of work in that area. And one of the things we ran into working with the EU, the government side, was technically we're a U.S. organization, which is fine to work with, but as far as getting involved with research, that did pose some minor issues. So the European Foundation was a co-joint organization we set up with CaixaBank, there in Barcelona, specifically so we could focus on some of the Horizon 2020 proposals and to try to focus awareness programs on the European market in general. So it's not a lot different than the global organization, but all the resources are going to be focused within the EU specifically.
The Symposium on Electronic Crime Research, eCrime 2015 is what it's called, and it's on in Barcelona on the 26th to the 29th of this month of May. How can people find out more about it?
Well, you know, if you just go to the website, apwg.org, there's a menu option for events, and there's a splash that comes up. You can see the agenda, how we're walking through it. You know, we program a lot of networking time in the agenda because that's a lot of what happens at these events is meeting the right people and learning names, putting faces to email addresses, getting to know the group, trying to build collaboration is a lot of what APWG does. Build these relationships, sharing data. You know, we've been doing it for 12 years securely with no major issues, trying to promote that area because, you know, we are strong advocates of, you know, we all have to work together in this area, especially when you're looking at cyber. It's a lot different than somebody walking in the door with a gun, you know. Mm-hmm. The gun may be three country links away without you knowing it. And if we can't collaborate and share information, we're never going to make a difference in this field.
How many people are you planning to attend the conference?
Right now, it looks like we're going to have about 200. We could top out at 250, which is a good size for me. I don't like for them to get much bigger because of the collaboration aspect. I want to be able to talk to everybody there. So we tend to limit it. I will cut it off at 250, even though we can accommodate a few more in the room. CaixaBank has been generous enough to donate their space at the Caixa Forum there in Barcelona. It's a really nice venue. And then they have some museum displays and all that we'll have access to while we're there. They run some really great programs there for educating children. And we're actually working on some awareness programs with them that we hope we'll be able to roll out throughout Europe once we get the ABCs put together.
Well, it sounds good, Foy, and we wish you the best of luck with it. And thanks for talking to us on technology.ie.
Thank you, Con. I appreciate the opportunity.